Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friend. My name is Ken Fletcher. So glad that you've decided to join us today. Hope that you'll stay with us through the whole seminar, because we got some goodies coming up for you from the Lord and from the Word of God. So we hope that you will stay with us throughout this whole seminar and this whole series. Because, I mean, tell you what, it is life-changing what we're talking about here. If you can come into these things, it would change your life. Big, big, big changes as you walk into this understanding that we're talking about with the Lord. What we're talking about is reality, the way things really are between you and the Lord, between you and the Father, how things are now as this new creation that you have been made into Christ. And we are one with God, one with the Father, one with the Holy Spirit, and we should be hearing from Him clearly. And of course, we talked about that a lot throughout this whole series, about hearing clearly from the Lord. And it is achievable to hear from Him mind to mind, thought to thought. And what I mean by that is that any time of the day or night, you can access and hear from the Lord about things. And it's a really big deal. And I didn't realize that this was really even possible several years ago. I didn't realize that I could have this kind of a relationship, this kind of a thought-to-thought type relationship, that I can talk to Him about things instantly, anytime during the day or night. Now, I may not get an instant answer from Him. Now, I've noticed that a lot of times that if it's just not time for me, or maybe it's just I'm just not in a place that I can understand, you know, what He's saying about it all. And so I'm trying to get understand and grow into what He's saying, because a lot of times I'm just not there as far as my understanding and what I can get a hold of from Him. And so it's taken, but he still leads me. He still helps me. He still ministers to me, shows me where I'm at on things. Sometimes He'll just flat tell me. He won't tell me. I'll be inquisitive about something in the future, and I'll ask Him about it, you know, and He just say, well, it's not time yet. You just wait and see some things. And then when I wait and see some things, I get into a place of understanding of what to really ask Him and what to really find out. Okay. So it is a walk of faith. It's a walk of growth. It's a walk of understanding. And we mentioned last week about the verse over there found in 1 Corinthians 5:7 that says that we walk by faith and not by sight. It means we're not living according to the our five senses or to our perceptions of this present world that we're in. We don't live by that. We live by His word, and we live by faith in His word. So we live by faith and not by sights, you see, or through the senses. And so we're attempting and learning how to listen to what He's saying about the situations that we come in contact with throughout the day or night or whatever in our lives, with our families. And we go to Him with it, and we find that we can receive wisdom from Him. We can receive His wisdom. We can receive His knowledge and understanding about the situation. Sometimes it's a matter of waiting in faith. Sometimes it's a matter of doing something different in faith. Sometimes it's just a matter of, finding out His way of doing things. And that way we can turn from our understanding and our way of understanding it, and from where our partial sight and the way we're seeing things, we can turn from that and we can hook up and believe what He says and act on that instead. And that is what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about a life that is controlled by the Lord, a life that you willingly allow Him to control your life and to turn your will over to Him and give yourself to him and give your whole life to him and give your family to him and give your finances all to him and give your everything that you got to him. I mean, goodness sakes, you might as well, you know, and find out all of his good things that he has for you in all these areas in your life. Find out his best. Find out what he wants to do. Well, a lot of times he's not going to show us until we're ready to turn loose of what we got a hold of. You know, because we're so gung-ho on what we want to do, we're so willful that he has to take a back seat on things. So, well, you know, that's the way they want to do it. Well, you see, you have a will of your own now, and you're not a robot, you know. You're not a yes man. You know what I mean? Just, well, okay, whatever you say, Lord. I just do whatever you say. No, no, no. We want to intelligently and lovingly with this relationship that we have, knowing that he's after our good, knowing that he's after our best, knowing that he's got better than what we can understand and see and imagine. He's got more and better. Mo better. He's got a whole lot more and a whole lot better. But people don't believe that. No, they don't. They believe in their own plan. They believe in what they can see. They believe in their own concept of things for themselves. And so when they grab a hold of that, I thought of this. The Lord just brought this up to me. There was an illustration that I got a hold of years ago. It's talking about the way you catch a monkey. Well, how do you catch a monkey? Well, this is kind of along the lines of what we were just talking about our own will and having it our own way. Okay. Well, this little monkey, you know, they say, well, how do you catch a monkey? Well, you put some nuts or something or some fruit or something in there that monkey wants inside of a log. All right. And the log has a little hole in it. And just big enough for that for the monkey to slide, you know, slide their hand on in on through there. See, get into there. Well, they can but when they grab hold of the nuts or whatever's inside of that log, you know, well, then they can't pull their hands out. Well, they have their hand grasping the nuts, you know, the thing that they wanted, that they wanted to, for themselves. Well, on the other side of that log was the hunter, was the one that was going to capture and take away that monkey's freedom. And all that monkey had to do is release those nuts release the nuts in the log and slide his hand back out of the hole in the log, and he was free. He'd run away. He'd be free. But if he didn't, if he would just hang on to those nuts, he wouldn't let go because he didn't want to let go of them nuts. Those were his nuts, right? And though he wasn't letting go of them, well, as long as he held on to them, well, he couldn't get his hand back through the little hole that his hand went through. It was just big enough, you see. So guess what? He lost his freedom. Yes, he did, because the hunter was able to apprehend the monkey without him running away. Now, I don't know if that's the way they really catch monkeys or not. But it's a good illustration, isn't it, about our will, and we grab on a hold of something. And instead of letting go of it and letting God have it and just be free and follow him, we're going to grab hold of it. Now, we don't want to let go of it. Oh, I'm not going to let it. Well, guess what? We're not going to realize what he's got. We're not going to realize the freedom and liberty of living in Christ. And we're going to end up, we get to keep it maybe, that which we wanted so bad in our will. But look at what we're losing. We lose our freedom. We lose, this is just an illustration. But basically, what I'm trying to say is that you're going to settle for less. That's just the way it is. If you're not going to do things God's way, you're going to settle for less. That's just the flat, true reality about it. He's not going to be able to get to you what he wants to get to you. He's not going to be able to the degree he wants to. Okay. I mean, he may be able to get some partial things to you. All right. May not. I don't know to what degree that you would be able to flow into his best things, but the more that you can release to him, the more of your life that you can allow him to have, the truer you are going to hear from him, the more you're going to realize what he wants to do. And the reason that we're not, I think, hearing from him a lot of times about things in our lives, important things that we need his direction, his wisdom on, I really believe the reason that a lot of that we're not hearing from him like that is simply because we're too engrossed in what we see and what we think is right about it. We're just too much involved with it. To where he is not able to really get through to us and cut through all of that. And because we're locked into our own way. We're locked into our own thoughts. We're locked into how we feel about things. And boy, he wants to get us out of that. Get us into faith about things. Get us into believing what he's saying about it. And so that takes a bit of pulling yourself back, I guess you could say. Pulling yourself back and saying, okay, I'm just going to back up here a minute. That's a good thing to do. Back up here a minute and then go to him with it. Before you do something, before you make that decision, before you make that choice, yield to him. And we talked here, let's see, I don't know what parts we were talking mainly. I think early in the seminar, we were talking in this particular series, we were talking about the fact that there are three things in a box. Now, what that was talking about, well, we were talking about the three things in a box, and the first thing was humility. That's the biggest, most important factor, I believe, in approaching the Father and to get real with him and to get his, find out his things for you and his plans for your life and the good things that they have for you. It's going to take some humility before the Lord. And of course, now that's like the doorway, right? We talked about that. That's like the doorway to get anywhere with God, because then we explain the scriptures and different things I was talking about that, that he resists the proud. He's going to resist you if you're going to be proud. You're going to want to do things and be self-willed, all right? You're going to get resisted because he's not interested in any kind of falseness, and he already knows what's best for you. And so if you're self-willed, well, then he's just going to wait on you, basically, to get some sense. And he'll keep working with you, trying to help you to get to the place where you can release things to him, where you can release your life to him, so he can get to you those good things, those better things, those things that are excellent, the best for you, those things that he knows about. And wants to get to you. Oh boy, he wants to get them to you because he knows they're good, and you're going to be so blessed, so happy, so thankful. And but boy, if you're like that monkey, I ain't letting go. Okay, well, then just don't let go. You're just not going to be able to get it. That's all. And he don't want that. And he loves you regardless of whether you do or don't, right? He's going to love you, but he wants the best for you. And so he wants you to release that other stuff, those kibbles and bits, you know, those things that you think is so great. He wants you to release those things to him and give all those things to him, and give all that good, bad, and ugly stuff, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the ugly stuff. Just give it all to him and let him have his way. And yield all that to him and come to him through humility and giving him and then committing to it, you know, commit to his way. And that's another level. Once you get to that place, you committing to it, to what he wants to do, you know, and submitting to his plan, you know, those three things. So you have humility, submission, and then committing or consecration to what he wants to do. And that brings you into a whole different place with him, because at that point, you're joined your will with his will. Okay, at that point, when you get to that place of consecration with the Lord, and you get to the place of realizing his ways are better than your ways, and so you've given yourself to him the best that you know how, just in every way that you know how to give to him. Just in other words, you're exposing yourself to him. You're not holding anything back from him, and your heart is transparent before him. And you don't want to do anything that he don't want to do. Well, that's where I'm at. I found out. Listen, now you know. After all these years, I've known the Lord. I've known him for over 50 years now. We've been together, and I tell you what. After all these years, I found that his way is always better. And I mean, you know, I sort of grown into that, grown up into that, where I really believe it. I really know it. I know it's so. And so therefore I'm going for it. I mean it's attainable. His best is attainable. And I've come to the place where I just want to find out. I'm going to find out what it takes, what happens to a man who gives God everything. All right, well, I'm going to find out what it is for me. Now, Hen, you need to find out what it is for you. Because my giving him everything is my will, my choice, but you've got a will of your own. And whether or not you give him everything, well, that's up to you. And I'm encouraging you to do that, because it takes trust. It really does. You really got to trust him. And not doubt him, and not say, well, maybe he's not really going to do things the way I'd like him or whatever. Well, it's going to be different than what your way of doing things is. Yes, but man, it's funny when you align your will with the Lord and you really do want to do what he wants to do all the time, and you know that he's after your good, and you know that he's watching out after you, and he sees the future and knows how to guide you into those right things, man, you want to find out. You want to be there, you know. You it's like when once you have the epiphany, or what they call that, a paradigm change. You know, you have a paradigm change within you where you understand, well, man, he's totally after my good. He's totally after my best. Plus, he can see ahead and see what's coming. He already knows where I've been in detail, better than I do, and he knows where I'm at better than I do in detail, because he sees everything in detail and the way it really is, where I don't. See? Well, you know, you got to get a little smarter. You get a little smarter when you come to that place, because you realize, man, you're smart about who you are, what you can see, what you can do, and how your limitations and what's possible with you. And then you're looking to him where there's no limitations and you can see what's possible with him. Well, he's, and when we're together, we're unified. Well, if I can get my will lined up with his will, then things gonna change. Things gonna change, because I'm just gonna do it his way. And I'm going to find out what is yes. And I'm going to, best of my ability. I'm not saying I haven't missed it. I have missed it. And I'm not saying I'm not going to miss it. I'm probably going to miss it. But I'm not trying to. I'm trying to get it right. I'm trying to find it out. And I want you to commit to that yourself. Because he's good now. He's purely, purely good. And he's purely after your best. You know, a lot of people say, well, I know he doesn't want me to do this wrong thing, or he doesn't want me to be involved. Well, no, he don't. And but people think that he's condemning them because they end up doing those wrong things or whatever. Well, he's not condemning them. No, he's not. But the devil is, and the world is. And then we get into condemnations our own self because we done missed it. You know what I mean? But he's not. No, he's trying to bring you up out of that. He's trying to bring you into his best. And he knows that that thing It's not that he hates it, not because it's offensive to him necessarily, because it all dissolves in the light with him, all right? Because it's not defensive to him. He's not defensive about that because of what you're doing. No, and he's not rejecting you because of that. Understand, he's not rejecting you because you missed it. No. He's as close as he ever was with you. And don't doubt that. It's because you can't perceive it doesn't mean he's not there. You know why you don't perceive it? It's because of the blindness that's going on in you. Doesn't mean he's not there. He's there. He's gone nowhere. And it's not offensive to him. In other words, it don't bother him the fact that he's going to leave you because of what you're doing. He's not that way. I can tell you he's not that way. He's not going to leave you on account of that stuff. And the reason he doesn't want you to be involved in it is because he knows it's going to hurt you, and it's going to hurt your family, and that's why he don't want you to mess with it. And he knows it's going to cause you to come in contact with some of these things, cause you to come in contact with demonic beings, demonic demons. You know, demons and what they're involved in and what they're getting men and women to do. But he's going to know, he knows that it's going to hurt you. I mean, he's right there with you the whole time. Okay. And he knows it's going to hurt you. Well, here's the deal. He's after your best. So that's why he doesn't want you to do it. Same reason you don't want your kids to do certain things, certain bad things. You know why? It's going to hurt them. That's why. He's a father, and he's out after our best, and just like you, just like a parent, you want the best for your kids because you love them, and you don't want to see them getting into stuff that's going to hurt them, that's going to mess them up and mess their lives up. You don't want that. Why? Because you love them. Well, he's the same way. He don't want you getting to certain things or be involved with certain things or do certain things because it hurts you and it hurts your family. And the enemy's able to get involved with you through things like that. Well, he shouldn't even be involved with you at all. And you're involving yourself into those things that he's involved with, which is touching you, and so therefore you're gonna end up being hurt. You're going to end up being damaged. You're going to end up in a wrong direction. It's going to take you down emotionally. It's going to take you down in a lot of ways about your own perception, your own self. And he don't want that for you. Father does not want that. Just like any good father. And that's why he hates it. And that's why he doesn't want to touch you. Because he knows he sees the whole thing. He sees where it's going to take you. He sees what the ramifications of it all, and the direction of it all, and where it's going to put you in life down the road. So he sees all those destinations. He's done been there and back. He already sees them. He knows them, and he knows where it's taking you. So wouldn't it be wise if we would just wise up? And get a clue, man, and listen to him, what he's trying to tell us, and help and bringing us into his good things. Because I want you to know, when you get into some of his good things, you're just gonna sit there flat pinch yourself, say, my goodness sakes, this is so good. Can he really be that good that he does these things? Yes, he can. and he is. And he's after your good, and he wants you to realize these good things in your life. Yes, he has. He's paid for you to have them, and he wants you to have them. And the reason you're not having them is because you're not believing, and you're not trusting him, and you're not giving him everything. You see that? You're holding back on him now. Now, see, I was holding back on him before, and I didn't realize I was. I didn't realize that I was. Perhaps you're there today and you're thinking, man, I don't think I was holding anything back on him. Well, I was, and I didn't realize that I was. I thought, you know, and other people thought that, well, you know, Ken's not holding anything back for Williams. How do you know what another person's holding back, for Pete's sake? You can't. You can't know what your brother or sister's holding back from the Lord. I mean, some things may be pretty obvious to you that they are, you know, that he's not wanting them to be involved in. But I mean, in truth, I mean, in their heart, you can't look on their heart and say and see that they're holding, you know, what they're holding back on the Lord. You can't tell that. He's the one that tells. He's the one that knows. And so that's why I ask him all the time, throughout the day or night or sometimes, Lord, have you got everything? Because I think I know that he's got everything. You know, I think I've got everything over there. One thing about it, if I'm worrying or if I'm fretting about something, I know that he hadn't got that part. I know he don't have, if I'm worrying about something or thinking about it in that bad, in a negative way, well, he don't have that yet. And so I'm trying to get all that over there too. You know, all those things, don't fret or have an anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So I'll tell you what, doing that verse and it's every day you just, you know, anything like that he don't have, try to just keep it over and listen to what he's saying about it and how he wants you to approach it, because it's in that you're able to, by faith, walk out his plan, because he sees the whole thing. He sees the other end of it. He sees the other person. He sees the other situation. He sees what is coming. He knows, the moves you should make and when you should make them. And we don't. We just flat don't. We think we do. We think we understand when we should make moves or do things or move or not to move. But in actuality, we don't, because we can only see partially. We can only understand partially. So that's why we walk by faith and not by sight in what he says, because he sees the whole thing and knows what we should do, what's the best thing that we should do in our situation. And so that is what he's wanting to communicate to us. Now, we get back to this thing that we were talking about earlier, about this thought to thought, mind to mind. He wants to communicate to us clearly what his will is for us, which is his best, which is the best for us. Do we believe that? Oh, I believe it. I know it. All right. I believe what he has is better for me than what I have for myself. All right. So I need to find out what it is, what those things are throughout the day. Some things are more important than other things. Some things seem to crowd in on you. Sometimes in life, things happen that you don't understand. You're not sure how he wants to approach it or how to approach it yourself. And sometimes, so it's just, those are matters that you need to just keep before him all the time and find out as you go along, as you receive more information, find out as you go along, how to approach that, how to look at that, how to be in faith about that. What is it that he wants you to do about it? Well, back to that communication again. So hearing from him for your life, clearly, thought to thought, mind to mind, about anything throughout the day or not, because he dwells in you securely all the time, 24/7. And so because of that, you need to understand that you can access him. You can access, and you should be walking these things out together and finding out what he wants to do. And it's a walk of faith together with the Lord. And so what we are an extension of what he wants to do through us here in this life to be a blessing to other people. To realize his will in our own lives. And that is what he wants to do. He wants us to see what he's got for us. He wants us to feel it and to realize it and to understand it. I mean, some of the things that he's got is just so remarkable, that he has shown me and given me in this life and shown me, the things that happened were remarkable. The things that happened were amazing. To see how to see them come to pass and to be on the receiving end of some of these things, you think, and it blows your mind that they happen because they're miraculous. But the things mean nothing really. I tell you, the things are amazing, but what really thrills me is to see how he did it. Just to see how he did it and how he led me and how he showed me what to do and how to do things and when to do things and when not to do things and where to go and where not to go and when to do things and so forth. And to realize and see these things come to fruition, and you realize, my goodness, he did that. He led me. He did that. And to see his working in all of these things, boy, that's the thrill. That's the thrill to know that he did them. And I've sat back and I've told him, I said, oh, dear Lord, what you did there. My goodness, what you did there. Wow, is that something to see? I mean, just to be able to witness some of these things that he does for you and in you and through you just by leading of his spirit, just by his accurate leading, by those thoughts, to see what he does. That's the thrill, man, is to see what he does, man, to see him do these things. You think, oh man, that was so cool, that was so amazing. Just blows your mind. You think, wow. And to see him working in the natural realm, oh boy, is that fun to see. And see him working in other people, oh boy, is that fun to see. So you get into the place where you're just almost expecting all the time. You're just in a place of expectancy, and you're thinking, wow, what's going to happen today? What's he going to do today? You know what I mean? Because you know it's going to be good when you've placed your whole life over into his hands and you've given him everything that you are and your whole life, your family, your finances, your purpose, your job, your home, you know, whatever is in your possession, material wise or in any wise, the more that you can understand, if you can just give all that to him, and just really, I mean, just commit to him and just yield to him, give it all to him. Now the whole thing, we talked about tithing and so forth, you know, and people give 10% of their income and so forth to the church or whatever. But what would happen, man, if you just gave? Now, I'm not saying you're supposed to give 100% of what you had come into the Lord. Yeah, I'm not talking about that. You know, actually just up and unloading their bank account or whatever. But I mean, you gotta be willing to, it doesn't mean that he wants you to empty out your bank account. No, not necessarily at all. But I mean, just being willing to just say, well, hey, you know, whatever's mine is yours, Lord, whatever's mine is yours. It's all yours. You just do whatever you want. You tell me about it, let me know about it, and I'll do it. Well, the only reason that you could empty out your bank account was because you know he's taking care of you financially. And for instance, you empty out your bank account and give it to somebody at the direction of the Lord, or give it to a ministry, or give it to, you know, whatever, however. Well, it's all his, right? It's all his. Everything is his already. So what's the big deal? You've already given it to him. So if he tells you to empty out your bank account, but you haven't given it to him, well, you're going to have a problem with that. You're going to have a problem with that. Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to pay my bills. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Well, it's because you don't believe. If he told you to empty it out, well, he's already got your supply coming, you know, for your bills and for your, you know, what you need. He's already got that coming. So, he wouldn't have told you to empty it out if he didn't know that he already had this other coming in for you. And so see what I'm saying? He looks ahead, sees and understands, where we don't, we're in this partial part. We can't see that other coming except by faith, except for what, but see, he may not say to you, well, I've got something coming. I've got this coming, or I've got that coming. So you, but know this, man, if he's telling you to do this or do that, whatever it is, he's already got the supply of what you need already on the way, you know, some way. So, yeah, he does. So he thinks about all of those things before he tells you, you know, just cause you found out it doesn't mean that, I mean, he's already got these things figured out, right? Well, do you believe that? See, that's the thing. People don't believe that. They can only see that which they see. The only that which they understand. You know, right there before them, that which is obvious or whatever, that which they can, that they can wrap their mind around at the time. And they're not thinking about the fact that he's already, by the time he tells you, He already has everything taken care of for you. And he's got a reason for you to do that, you know? And if it really all belongs to him, you've already given it to him anyway, don't matter. I mean, he takes care of us here, you know? The Lord takes care of us. And then, you know, when you just give him everything, he just takes care of you. You don't lack for nothing, really. You don't lack for anything. He just causes it to come to you. For different reasons. I mean, you know, jobs or anything like that. Just anything like that. Jobs, life direction, moves, or going to another house or apartment or another car or whatever, or just whatever's happening, relationships and everything. If he's a God at all, then, you've already given it. You know what I mean? There's no dispute. So I was always saying, hey, I want you to give so-and-so X amount of dollars. You know, I want you to give them this thing you've had, this possession that you have. I want you to give that to so-and-so. And they tap, you know, well, it's all his anyway. Oh, okay, Lord, you want me to do that? Sure. That's one. Yeah, let me get off. That's going to be fun. You know, because you know that he's going to take care of you. All right. And he's giving you the opportunity to be a blessing for him to flow through you to help somebody else. And what a privilege that is to do that. To be somebody else's answer, somebody else's receiving from God through you. And boy, just to be involved in that and get involved in that, boy, that's fun. And we get to do that because he gonna take care of us. You know, he gonna take good care of us. Now we're not gonna lack for nothing around here. You know, we don't lack for anything. We got abundance and everything around here because of him. And basically whatever he tells us to do, he finances it all. He takes care of it all, and he causes the money to come in, and he causes the opportunities to come before us, and he shows us the directions. Man, there's lots and lots of things we can do in this life, lots of different directions we can go. But don't you want to find out his direction? That's the direction. Of all the things that you could do, all the things that you could decide to get into or be involved in, don't you want to find out that he's got for you? Boy, that's what I want. Because I know that all those other things, if I can just get to that one thing, if I can see that one thing that he wants for me, that's the way I'm going to go. Because I know that's the best. It doesn't matter what all these other ones look like. I just want to hear from him about what he's wanting to do. And so I've done this enough times that I know I've done enough that I know that he's faithful and that he does bring us into his best things. So it's a walk of faith and believing what he's saying do in spite of what we perceive that we should do. Naturally speaking, or in our own concept of things. So we're constantly looking to him throughout the day and night for leadership because our whole life is in him now. Our whole life, everything that we are is in him. And the parts that we haven't realized to give him yet, perhaps. Maybe the parts that we realize are that we've been holding back, and maybe didn't realize we were holding them back. But then we realize that, come to the place where we see that we are. Boy, oh boy, just get them over. Just get them to them as quick as you can, as fast as you can. Because it's there when he has what you are, when he has possession, and he really has it now, where he has the power to direct you, and to where you've given him your will, when he has the power to direct your life through your thoughts, he has to put you in the right paths every time in your life, and bring you into right destinations every time in your life. Man. Can it happen like that? Yep. It can happen like that for you, for me. And I've been realizing some of these things. He's putting me in these right places. And just by following what he's telling me to do, regardless of how I'm thinking about it, I may be thinking wrong about it, but I just want to obey him. I just want to hear what he's got to say. And I believe what he's got to say. And I'm going to go his way. I'm going to do it his way. And that's the way I'm looking at it, because I see the benefit in it all. And I hope you're seeing the benefit of it all, too, as we're going through this series. And as I'm encouraging you to give him everything in your being, everything in your life, all of the wrong stuff, all the hurtful stuff, all of those things that have come, and all of those things, give them to him. Just release them to him. By faith, you release it and keep them there. Keep your life there every day, and go to him and approach him and ask him, Lord, do you have everything? And he may put his finger on some. Well, he says, well, I don't have that. I don't have that. Boy, and man, when he tells you that, man, that's good news, because then you have the opportunity that you can get that to him too. And when you get that to him too, well, then there's another thing that he has in the control over, that he can get you into his blessing and into his best. And I am running out of time for today's seminar. I can't get over how fast these go sometimes. I really do hope and believe that I said something that's going to help you today and bring you into the best for your life, because that's all he is after. And so I'm just believing that you have received from the Spirit of God today, and it may be realized within yourself some corrections that you need to make to get yourself into this place I've been talking about, this place of a thought-to-thought, mind-to-mind place with the Lord, where he speaks to you throughout the day and night in your thoughts. Amen. And so and we can talk all day long. We do, and it's wonderful to be able to spend that kind of time with the Lord. And I hope that you will find the riches of what I'm talking about here, because it truly is a part of your will that nobody else can touch. He's not going to force you or even coerce you into it. But I hope that you will see the value of giving him everything that's in your life, and not holding on to those things like that little monkey that would hold on to them nuts and lose his freedom and lose something. He lost something when he held on to them nuts. Well, we don't want to see you hold on to stuff and lose something from the Lord that's so good and that he wants you to have. Praise God. Well, I'm out of time, dear friends. So until next week, I hope you'll join us as we follow along on this wonderful road trip called Know Thyself. So until next week, I'll be seeing you. And remember, I love you.